3. The Melchizedek Worlds. The Melchizedeks occupy a world of their own near Salvington, the universe headquarters. This sphere, by name Melchizedek, is the pilot world of the Salvington circuit of 70 primary spheres, each of which is encircled by 6 tributary spheres devoted to specialized activities. These marvelous spheres, 70 primaries and 420 tributaries, are often spoken of as the Melchizedek University. Ascending mortals from all the constellations of Nebadon pass through training on all 490 worlds in the acquirement of residential status on Salvington. But the education of ascenders is only one phase of the manifold activities taking place on the Salvington cluster of architectural spheres. The 490 spheres of the Salvington circuit are divided into 10 groups, each containing 7 primary and 42 tributary spheres. Each of these groups is under the general supervision of some one of the major orders of universe life. The first group, embracing the pilot world and the next 6 primary spheres in the encircling planetary procession, is under the supervision of the Melchizedeks. These Melchizedek worlds are 1. The pilot world, the home world of the Melchizedek sons. 2. The world of the physical life schools and the laboratories of living energies. 3. The world of Marantia life. 4. The sphere of initial spirit life. 5. The world of mid-spirit life. 6. The sphere of advancing spirit life. 7. The domain of coordinate and supreme self-realization. The 6 tributary worlds of each of these Melchizedek spheres are devoted to activities germane to the work of the associated primary sphere. The pilot world, the sphere Melchizedek, is the common meeting ground for all beings who are engaged in educating and spiritualizing the ascending mortals of time and space. To an ascender, this world is probably the most interesting place in all Nebadon. All evolutionary mortals who graduate from their constellation training are destined to land on Melchizedek, where they are initiated into the regime of the disciplines and spirit progression of the Salvington educational system. And never will you forget your reactions to the first day of life on this unique world, not even after you have reached your paradise destination. Ascending mortals maintain residence on the Melchizedek world while pursuing their training on the 6 encircling planets of specialized education. And this same method is adhered to throughout their sojourn on the 70 cultural worlds, the primary spheres of the Salvington circuit. Many diverse activities occupy the time of the numerous beings who reside on the 6 tributary worlds of the Melchizedek sphere, but as concerns the ascending mortals, these satellites are devoted to the following special phases of study. 1. Sphere number 1 is occupied with the review of the initial planetary life of the ascending mortals. This work is carried on in classes composed of those who hail from a given world of mortal origin. Those from Urantia pursue such an experiential review together. 2. The special work of Sphere number 2 consists in a similar review of the experiences passed through on the mansion worlds encircling the premier satellite at the local system headquarters. 3. The reviews of this sphere pertain to the sojourn on the capital of the local system and embrace the activities of the remainder of the architectural worlds of the system headquarters cluster. 4. The fourth sphere is occupied with a review of the experiences of the 70 tributary worlds of the constellation and of their associated spheres. 5. On the fifth sphere there is conducted the review of the ascendant sojourn on the constellation headquarters world. 6. The time on sphere number 6 is devoted to an attempt to correlate these five epochs and thus achieve coordination of experience preparatory to entering the Melchizedek primary schools of universe training. The schools of universe administration and spiritual wisdom are located on the Melchizedek home world, where also are to be found those schools devoted to a single line of research, such as energy, matter, organization, communication, records, ethics, and comparative creature existence. In the Melchizedek College of Spiritual Endowment, all orders, even the Paradise Orders, of the Sons of God cooperate with the Melchizedek and the Seraphic teachers in training the hosts who go forth as evangels of destiny, proclaiming spiritual liberty and divine sonship even to the remote worlds of the universe. This particular school of the Melchizedek University is an exclusive universe institution. Student visitors are not received from other realms. The highest course of training in universe administration is given by the Melchizedeks on their home world. This College of High Ethics is presided over by the original Father Melchizedek. It is to these schools that the various universes send exchange students. While the young universe of Nibudin stands low in the scale of universes as regards spiritual achievement and high ethical development, nevertheless, our administrative troubles have so turned the whole universe into a vast clinic for other nearby creations that the Melchizedek colleges are thronged with student visitors and observers from other realms. Besides the immense group of local registrants, there are always upward of 100,000 foreign students in attendance upon the Melchizedek schools, for the order of Melchizedek's Nibudin is renowned throughout all Splendon.